We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I got Sam Rubinoff back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City, Ryan Hickey. John Fass will have another award-winning update coming up in just about 27 minutes. Hey, we always do the huge four during the college and NFL football season on the four best teams in college football, and we do the four best teams in the NFL. Well, tonight, on the eve of Selection Sunday, we will do the four best teams in college basketball. Who will get the one seeds? Because if you look at this past week, since the last time we talked here all across the U.S. and Canada, man, Zion is back. So now Duke's looking like they may not lose a game the rest of the year. Kentucky gets knocked off by Tennessee. Virginia gets knocked off by Florida State. Gonzaga loses to St. Mary's of California. North Carolina loses to Duke for the first time this year. And you get Michigan State, who a week ago beat number 10 Michigan State. And Michigan State plays Michigan for the Big Ten championship on Sunday afternoon in Chicago. And if they win, do they steal a number one seed? Or there's even talk out there that there could be three ones from the ACC. Duke, Virginia, because Virginia has only three losses, and North Carolina. See, I look at Michigan State right now, and I think, okay, they knocked off Wisconsin today, looked very impressive, got a share of the Big Ten title. If they beat Michigan on Sunday afternoon, right before Selection Sunday on the CBS television network, that means, hey, Michigan's a top 10 team. You watch them destroy Minnesota today in the Big Ten semis. They would own three wins over Michigan this year. Three wins over a top 10 team. And Michigan's been as high as two in the country. Gonzaga, this love affair, who have they beaten? I know they beat Duke early in the season. They're in the West Coast Conference. Oh, they win 16-0. It's such a prestigious conference. Guess what? In our conference, the parents can't buy their way in unless they have $5 million. Oh, my Lord, these movie stars. Before we get going with the show, I'm not going to spend the show debating, trying to buy your kids into a prestigious school. But if you have money, and anybody who's worked around a university or with a university or endowment or, you know, the school fund, you could go sit down and have a conversation. So if Ryan Hickey was my adopted son, so let's say this is like a reunion and I never knew it, but I'm Ryan Hickey's father, and we discovered it when he was producing the Saturday Night Huge Show, okay? And I wanted to get Ryan into a great school. So he wanted to go Ivy League, and I'm Bill Simonson, and I'm like Jim Rome, and I'm a national host, not just doing a Saturday night show. I'm prime time every afternoon. I'm all over TV, all over HBO, all over the CBS family of networks. I will go sit down with somebody legally in their fundraising, endowment, development, whatever they call it at every university. Every school has one, regardless of the size of the school, regardless if they're a two-year community college or JUCO. And I would say, okay, I want to donate $100,000 a year for 10 years to your school. It's going to be a tax write-off. And I want to put my name on a broadcast scholarship. Okay, what can we do to get my son into your school? My son, Ryan Hickey, who wants to go to an Ivy League school. Most schools, they have, when you look at family members who all roll into these schools, not that any schools are doing anything under the table, but that's part of it. You know, family makes a big donation, because when you look at admissions office, it's not posted. There's nothing that says, okay, here's the bar. Here's who got in. Here's who didn't get in. You get a letter that says you've been admitted or not admitted, or you're admitted to the master's program or you're not admitted. But this story of these, you know, trying to, you know, bribe coaches, bribe administrators, what is going on? My Lord. You know, it's this your kids can do no wrong world we live in. And this entire generation of young kids all aren't poisoned or toxic, but there's no accountability. If your kid's not smart enough to get into a school, then have them focus on their studies. Make them accountable. God forbid you make them go to a lower level JUCO or community college, but then it doesn't fit your country club image or your star status. Yeah, good luck, all of you in prison. Bribery? And now you're hearing that, you know, some big names had kids who worked through this program, but they're all denying anything happened? Okay, I hope so. But this just baby feeding your children. And I go through it with five kids. I have a 20-year-old. I have an 18-year-old son who's wrapping up his senior year in high school. And I have a 13, 12, and 11. And I hold my ground with them. I won't give in. I'm divorced. And it's easy in a divorce situation for kids to play both sides. I will not give in. I won't. I don't beat my kids. I don't, you know, I'm not a drug addict. I don't drink. But I'm telling you, the accountability factor on learning for your mistakes. It's a lost art with kids today. And I'm not the old guy screaming, get off my lawn. But and it trickles down into sports. Because we can watch the kids who get it, who can come in as a freshman. And Zion Williamson is a great example of being humble. TJ Lang, who is a free agent, played with the Packers and Lions, you know, salary cap hit. Nothing about his talent, just, you know, you're going to get somebody cheaper in there. That's how it works. You know, he said he really admires Zion Williamson about how humble he's handling all this fame, an injury. And I agree. And, you know, I didn't think he was coming back because what are we thinking? That Zion and his family are all thinking money, and, you know, we're all just doing this on talk radio, Twitter, Facebook, and we don't know the story, but we all have an opinion on it. And I'm not going to be a hypocrite because it fuels my statewide talk show in Michigan every afternoon and Saturday nights when I'm sitting here for 4 hours. But I admire Zion Williamson. No matter what Duke does the rest of the NCAA tournament or when it starts, I think he's handled it well. You can tell kids, when I say kids, an 18, 19-year-old really stepping into millions of dollars, fame, fortune, how they handle it and how they don't handle it. And you can tell that he's been raised the right way. And it's the influence of parents and coaches and family. It is. And that's, I was laughing and joking with my kids while we're eating. We all eat fast. We all move. We don't sit down for dinner, right? We try and get away for a vacation, and that's when we're going to catch up. And then you watch some of these kids now who just, you know, will put video games before accountability. And, you know, I'm a dad. First and foremost, above anything I do, I'm a father. And it's not easy with kids today. It isn't. Because you got to wait for that moment that they can start figuring out things on their own. And they understand that it takes hard work. That they understand you're not just given everything. And, you know, I grew up poor, welfare, food stamps. I had to go anything I wanted. I had to go work for anything. Anything I wanted. When I realized I was poor, 14, 15 years of age. And these kids, when I say a majority, is it 50% of kids? I don't know what it is. But I look at the attitude in sports, and there are some great ones, and I just want to salute Zion Williamson. I really, he's handled everything well, and the way he came back says something about the man. And now I'm looking at, you know, with our huge question of the night, who will be the 4-1 seeds? Duke minus Zion. Now they get them back. I think they're a one. Kentucky lost out on being a one. A lot of people think Virginia is a one because they were 16-2 in the ACC and only have three losses. Okay, so I'll probably go with Duke and Virginia right now as my only locks. Could Tennessee jump Michigan State? And I'm thinking, boy, Michigan State has those three wins over Michigan. I know they got swept by Indiana, but Indiana was a bubble team until they lost the other day in the Big Ten tournament. You know, Gonzaga is the one that's out. No, you are not a one. I look at, this is how I watched Gonzaga, their last two games. I look at, these are the teams I have in front of Gonzaga right now that I think are better. Duke, Kentucky, when healthy. Duke, Kentucky, Virginia, Michigan State, North Carolina, Tennessee, Michigan. Right now, I'll put those teams in front of them. I think they're in a toss-up with Houston, who is a three seed right now on Jerry Palm's bracketology board at CBSSports.com. I put them in the Purdue category, again, a three seed. Florida State, who's given Duke a game tonight, we'll get an update from John Fass coming up here in about 17 minutes. That's where I have them. That's the group I have down in those three seeds for Gonzaga. There's no way they deserve to be a one seed because they beat Duke. If Michigan State beats Michigan, now, you know, that old saying, can you beat somebody three times? It's kind of like, you know, Duke had Zion. If they don't have Zion, I think North Carolina gets them three times, right? If they beat Michigan three times, Michigan is a darn good basketball team that could be a Final Four team. And Michigan has five losses this year. If they would lose in the Big Ten championship game on Sunday in Chicago at the United Center, that would be six losses, and three of them are to Michigan State. So Jerry Palm going into today, and this was earlier this morning, his latest bracket was updated, projections for Selection Sunday at 9:36 a.m. He had Michigan State as his fifth best team. That's before they beat Wisconsin, who on his board was a four seed. So they beat Wisconsin. And if they beat Michigan, Gonzaga sitting there, what, runner-up in the West Coast Conference tournament? Tell me how you don't give that to Michigan State. Now, some will say, well, North Carolina beat Duke twice, right? You're going to go down that path. And does North Carolina have the ugly losses that Michigan State would have getting swept by Indiana home and away? Those are some of the arguments for the selection committee, and also on this Saturday night, on the eve of Selection Sunday. Four one seeds. I need your four one seeds. I think it's easy for me to say Duke, Virginia, if Michigan State beats Michigan. If they don't, Michigan's not going to jump into a one. I think then it's North Carolina, Virginia, Duke, and possibly Tennessee if they win the SEC. That would be your four ones. And Gonzaga's out. They are not. Put them on the three line. That's where they belong. So if you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at GEICO.com. Hickey, is it Rubinoff? Did I say that right? Is it Sam Rubinoff, Hickey?
Yeah, you nailed it. Sam Rubinoff.
Man, money. We got John Fast coming up later. We got the boys producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Early huge question of the night. There's some drama and intrigue in regards to who will be the 4-1 seeds. Who will be the overall number one seed? You know, because Zion back, will it be Duke? 4-1 seeds on Selection Sunday. Who will it be? Make your predictions. Also, your sleeper team that could be there at the end for their one shining moment, or at least like Loyola Chicago last year, who could get to the Final Four that nobody's talking about right now. Houston might be that team, but chances are they're going to be a three seed. I don't call that a sleeper. So join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Man, there is a chance that you could have if Michigan State would lose, you could have three ACC teams. But I think Tennessee beating Kentucky here late, if they would take care of business, win the SEC, I think they would knock out Michigan State if Michigan State lost. I think three wins over Michigan with that selection committee, and your negative on Michigan State would be the two losses home and away to Indiana. But they would be co-Big Ten champs, and if they beat Michigan on Sunday in Chicago, they also would be Big Ten tournament champs. And they beat a top 10 team in Michigan, who's a legitimate Final Four, if not national champion contender, three times if they win on Sunday. So answer that question at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I think there's some drama. It looked predictable a week ago when we were sitting here talking that Gonzaga would win the West Coast Conference. They were undefeated there during the regular season. They lose. Virginia gets knocked off by Florida State. Kentucky gets knocked off by Tennessee. North Carolina loses to Duke. So while we're debating the ones, you have, at least according to Jerry Palm this morning, you have three of his one seeds all have lost in the last 5 days. Now you mix in North Carolina, who lost. Yeah, there's some good drama. And then I need that sleeper team that could get to the Final Four. Who's that Loyola Chicago-type team that could be there in Minnesota? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to Jack in Baltimore, Maryland. Thanks for the wait. And you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. I'm sort of a Big Ten fan now since Maryland's in the Big Ten. I can't see three ACC teams as number one seeds. I think it's more fair if you win the conference championship in the Big Ten, you ought to get a one seed. I think the winner of the ACC ought to get a one seed. I think the winner of the SEC ought to get a one seed. And do it like that. That makes the conference championships more meaningful.
Thank you, Jack in Baltimore. Appreciate you getting the show started tonight. You want to join us live? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Also drop tweets. I'll read them on air. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Yeah, Duke looks like if they hold on, and we'll find out here and get a final soon from John Fass, Duke will be the overall number one seed. North Carolina has a huge strength of schedule rating. You know, those quad one, quad two, quad three, quad four wins. Gonzaga's 4-3. Michigan State's 11-4. As a matter of fact, that'd be 12-4 with beating Wisconsin today, and that'd be 13-4 if they beat Michigan on Sunday in the Big Ten title game. Gonzaga, strength of schedule, 54. Tell me, Jerry Palm at CBSSports.com, bracketologist, how do you have Gonzaga as a one seed? Because of their record? Because they're 30-3 and they beat Duke? I mean, even Tennessee's strength of schedule is 41. LSU was a team that if they could have pushed through the SEC, man, they were 9-3 versus quad one teams and strength of schedule at 19. And so I think Michigan State is a lock. I'll say it here on the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio. If they beat Michigan, they will be a one seed. They will. Guarantee it. Mark it down when you're watching the selection show, and it's good from our friends on the TV side here at CBS. They're going to do it by regions. Remember the way they did it last year? Oh, my Lord. It was like watching a live Rubik's Cube demonstration. They're going to go back old school. Give us regions. Get us excited. 1-855-212-4CBS. If you want to join us live, that's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Austin and Nashville, Tennessee. one of my favorite cities in America. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. I have a question. How is no one really considering Tennessee like to be the number one seed? We have only lost on the road and in overtime. That is our only loss. I mean, we beat Kentucky today in the SEC tournament. You know, the odds weren't in our favor. It's like we were playing in Rupp. You know, we had the power to come back. You know, we beat Gonzaga, you know, which Duke didn't beat. And, you know, Duke loses on their home floor to Syracuse. You know, every other team has a bad loss. You know, Gonzaga didn't even win their tournament, you know, and they play in a horrible conference. So I just want to hear your input on why no one says that Tennessee is the best in the country, because we don't have any bad losses.
Austin, thanks for the call in Nashville. I think Tennessee will be rooting for Michigan to win. If Michigan wins, I think Tennessee will get that spot I'm talking about Michigan State would get if they would beat Michigan. The way I'm looking at it right now, with Kentucky losing to Tennessee and your Vols today, Duke and Virginia are locks. Duke, the overall number one seed, if they hold on and win against Florida State. Number two overall seed will be Virginia, even though they lost in the ACC tournament? I don't know. I really don't, but they're, you know, quad one, they're, you know, 12-3, so they might end up being the overall number two seed. Then I think it's Michigan State if they beat Michigan. I don't think Gonzaga will get a one seed. And I think it comes down to if Tennessee wins the SEC, they will get a one. So your one seeds would be Duke, Virginia, Michigan State, and Tennessee. If Michigan State would lose, then you have Tennessee probably leapfrogging North Carolina if they win the SEC. And North Carolina or Tennessee would be in then, with Tennessee, Virginia, Duke, and North Carolina, right? If Michigan State loses. And then if Tennessee would lose, it's all but assured then. Because I look at North Carolina, and they have a better resume than Gonzaga. And why doesn't Jerry Palm, the bracketologist, have them as a one seed? Because, you know why? They want to keep the West Coast interested in the tournament. Look how bad the Pac-12 is this year. Come on. You got some mid-majors who are solid out West. That's the only reason. Keeping the West Coast media interested in the tournament, and they want to keep some viewers. I need your 4-1 seeds when the selection committee unveils them tomorrow night on CBS television. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
Tomorrow at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific on CBS Sports Network. Gear up for another week of the Alliance of American Football as the San Antonio Commanders battle the Atlanta Legends for the first time this season on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. We do have Hickey and Rubinoff back at CBS Sports Radio New York City producing the first 2 hours of the show. John Fass will have another update here in about 20 minutes. First huge question of the night. I think there's some drama. Who will be the overall number one seed? So in terms of the NCAA basketball selection committee, as soon as Duke puts away Florida State and they're up by, now it's gone final, 73-63. So I think Duke's the overall number one seed. I really do. Because of Zion back. Without Zion, I don't think they're a one seed. And they probably don't win. Matter of fact, I'll say no way they win the ACC tournament. So you're overall number one. Then I think Virginia we all can agree on as a one seed. But after that, with Kentucky getting knocked off by Tennessee, Gonzaga losing this week in the West Coast Conference Finals, you know, North Carolina getting beat by Duke, who are the other two number ones? And then who's your sleeper team? Who could have, you know, and it happens every year almost. We get that run. Loyola Chicago last year was amazing, just electric, and everybody's cheering for Loyola Chicago. Who is that sleeper team that will get a line on Selection Sunday on that show on CBS television that could get to the Final Four in Minneapolis? So you can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Now, I had a buddy of mine tell me this morning, and he's a Bradley Braves fan for that school down in Illinois, that Jerry Palm had Michigan as a 2 seed earlier this morning and had Bradley as a 15 seed. And he said that's a lock as a 15 beating a 2. He thinks Bradley could have a Loyola-like run. So you tell me, who will be that sleeper that could get all the way to the Final Four? Saying they could win it all, you're asking a lot. And I know we had Maryland, Baltimore County, and what they did to a 1 seed in Virginia last year. Man, last year's tournament might have been the best ever. And then you had a Villanova performance, and Villanova kind of peaking with Jay Wright. They beat Seton Hall, and they win the Big East. So give me your overall number 1 seed, your 4 1-seeds, and I need your sleeper team that isn't on any national radar, not getting a lot of conversation, and Bradley would fit that bill. Another one he pointed out, he thought Vermont, who beat Maryland Baltimore County, as a 14 seed could beat Purdue, a 3 seed. I'm thinking, okay, so are you trying to tell me the Big Ten's overrated? Really? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Are we going to have that football argument again? Is that it? So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Comments coming in on the social networks. John, who's listening in Seattle, says there's not a team west of the Mississippi worth a darn outside of Texas Tech. I think Houston's west, right? If I do my geography, that is a good point. And that West Coast, maybe we go West Coast time zone. That might be better. And that's why I think Gonzaga is getting some play to keep, you know, the West Coast will adopt Gonzaga, they'll watch Gonzaga because it's a West Coast team and they've, you know, built up a brand from a mid-major to a national power at times. So I don't know. I'm not buying them. Strength of schedule 54. Houston's at 58. I'm just looking at the top 16 teams. Those are the two worst. Just dogs. Matthew Wilson comments on Twitter in regards to the 4 best teams in college basketball, Duke, Michigan State, Kentucky, and North Carolina. And then he says, can Dick Vitale zip it one of these days? I love Dick Vitale doing it. Are you kidding me? Oh, come on, ACC, let's get 4 number ones. Why not Jimmy Boeheim in Syracuse? ACC could end up, because I'll go off of quad one wins and strength of schedule, which I think are two of the most important things, right? And RPI is old school because now they use the quad ones, twos, threes, and fours, right? They got like 6 lines that they go by. But if you went on RPI alone, and this is this morning, right, before Duke beat Florida State, Duke's 1 on RPI, Virginia 3, North Carolina 4. Quad 1 wins, Duke has 10, Georgia 12, North Carolina 10. I think you could add Wisconsin to Michigan State. That would put them at 12. State is 10 on the RPI, Gonzaga's 8. But 54 on strength of schedule. And they beat up on the lower tier teams. No way they deserve to be a number one. I'm telling you, and I went through it in my first segment, that I put them as a low 2 seed. You give me LSU, if they didn't have the coaching issues, You give me Tennessee against Gonzaga. Give me North Carolina. These are some of the two seeds that Jerry Pohn from CBSSports.com, the bracketologist, had today. Give me LSU. Give me Michigan. Give me Houston, Purdue, Florida State, who went to the ACC Finals. Maybe I'll put them in that category along with K-State. That's what I kind of feel. I've watched the last two Gonzaga games because I'm kind of watching Michigan State after they beat Michigan a week ago, thinking if they could run the table now and beat Michigan again in the Big Ten tournament, I think they can get a one. And people are like, no way, man, no way. Well, last week was crazy. A lot of good teams got beat. Last week was big. These are the teams that have lost. Kentucky, Virginia, Gonzaga, North Carolina. Hello? These are the teams that have lost. Throw in Michigan, who lost a week ago at Michigan State. That would be five of the top eight. And you're telling me if Michigan State beats Michigan and has three wins over a top 10 team, that they should not be a number one? You're nuts. More comments rolling in. I think the Big Ten, and I think this is Victor, says the Big Ten, and Victor, by the way, is listening in Houston on AM 610, the Big Ten is the most overrated conference in college basketball. So you have, at least I'm going off of Jerry Palm, you have Michigan State fifth best on his list. Michigan is ninth best. Purdue would be his 11 team, 10 or 11, and you're going to call him overrated? No. I don't think the ACC is the best basketball conference in America. I think the SEC is right there in that conversation, an argument with the Big Ten for the second best conference in college basketball this year. Jake McDonald drops a comment. He's listening, I think, in North Carolina. A great show. Thank you, Jake. You can join us on air 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Early Huge questions. Your 4-1 seeds that will be announced on CBS television on Selection Sunday. And your sleeper team. I don't think I'm going with Bradley, as my buddy said, or Vermont. I'm not going to go down that path. You know, some say, well, Vatek plays enough defense to get to the Final Four. Buffalo out of the MAC, but they've won 12 in a row. They're 31-3. Do you call that a sleeper team? That's a very good basketball team. And I think the committee will reward them with a solid seed. I mean, Jerry Palm has them as a 5. You know, what was Loyola last year, Ryan? Were they a 12 seed?
They're an 11 seed last year.
Yeah, so I was going to say 11 or 12 last year. So if we go down to Jerry Palm from CBSSports.com and we look at his 11 meets 12 seeds in that area that I'm talking about on who could have a run, one of our questions, like Loyola Chicago last year, Temple, who's 23-9, North Carolina Greensboro, won the South, 28-6, Arizona State and Mr. Hurley, 22-10, but nobody out west. St. Mary's, who just beat Gonzaga, I will tell you, I love their guards. They had some size. You know, they played a solid schedule, 34 on the strength of schedule list. I don't think a Murray State could do that, even though they were 16-2 in the Ohio Valley Conference. UC Irvine may be the best team out west this side of Gonzaga. Jerry Palm has them as a 12 seed. But look at their strength of schedule. It is out there close to what, 200? So you played nobody. But could they give you that Loyola-type run? New Mexico State, Liberty, Davidson, they're in the A-10 now. If you ask me, you see Irvine, St. Mary's. You know, I'm sitting there bashing the West Coast teams, but they might be the two. So our huge questions of the night, your four number one seeds, who will be the overall number one seed? You agree with me now with Zion back and Duke winning the ACC that it will be Duke. And then who's your sleeper team? Who's the Loyola Chicago of this year's tournament? Because we won't talk. Next time we're together on air will be a week from today. So we'll be into wrapping up day three of the tournament. So tell me your top four teams. More comments coming in on the social networks. This comes from Robert, who's listening in Chicago on AM 670, The Score. He thinks the sleeper team will be Bradley. Ah, man. Jerry Palm has them as a 15 right now. 15 seed. Hickey, can you look up for after the top of the hour in the update? The deepest, the lowest seed has ever gone in the NCAA tournament. Sure. The lowest seed, the deepest that they've ever gone. Because you said Loyola Chicago was an 11 last year, right?
Yes, an 11.
I love that, man. And it was pretty cool here in the state of Michigan because I love the underdog. I live for the underdog. I think the underdog is why the NCAA tournament is phenomenal. And what Loyola Chicago was doing and how they got to the Final Four and they gave Michigan a game and then Michigan lost to Villanova, who was just red hot, and they were loaded in that championship game. We all root for the underdogs. So, Hickey, check on that. The deepest, the lowest seed has ever gone in the tournament. I think it was San Antonio, and it's killing me now. That's not Murray State. I'm just going off the top of my head trying to remember. So I need your 4-1 seeds. I need your sleeper team who could make it to Minneapolis. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Hickey and Rubinoff are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. John Fass will have an update in a few moments. We are the only show based on huge opinions. We're doing it all night long with yours and mine.